Tomorrow is Chattanooga's runoff election for mayor and two city council seats. Tim Kelly and Kim White are vying to succeed two-term mayor Andy Burke in City Hall. Jenny Hill and Thomas Lee are competing for the city council seat in District 2, while in District 5, Dennis Clark and Isaiah Hester are in the runoff for that seat. Dr. Chris Acuff is Assistant Professor of Public Administration in the Department of Political Science and Public Service on our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Compare and contrast between the two candidates and the presence that they have out there.
First and foremost, everyone's excited that it is coming to an end. candidates and campaigns and everyone else in the city. We've talked before, but I don't think the top two is a huge surprise given the dynamics of the race going into March. But the interesting thing we've seen in the last couple of weeks have been a lot of endorsements for both candidates. A lot of the former candidates for mayor have endorsed Tim Kelly. A lot of current city council members and county commissioners and others have endorsed Kim White. Both are kind of touting their support within the community, you know, their broad base of support, how they're connecting to neighbors and friends and supporters in every neighborhood. And everyone's kind of trying to kind of fight for this middle of moderate voters. We tout the nonpartisan nature of our race. Different sides have tried to paint the other candidate or campaign using a partisan lens, but both of them are trying to kind of create the sense of community and togetherness and how they're fighting for Chattanooga and every part of Chattanooga. So at this point, there are some distinguishing traits and characteristics between the two candidates in terms of their policies and what they're advocating for. But you can definitely tell just by the messaging that they're kind of trying to paint themselves in broad strokes and brushes and wanting the best for Chattanooga. So I think a lot of what distinguishes the two is, again, you can look at the endorsements, you can look at who's supporting them. Both of them are touting their fundraising numbers we just came out with this past week, raised a lot of money from a lot of diverse backgrounds and business interests and community interests. So it'll be an interesting time to see how this all comes to fruition.
Tim Kelly has received a number of endorsements from former rivals in the mayor's race, multiple African-American candidates. Kim White did very well in the first round, better than some people may have expected. And with a runoff, you're dealing with turnout. So it can be hard to parse where this might go.
Sure. Yeah. The one thing I will say I've been pleasantly surprised is that the turnout numbers in early voting reflected the general election. The general election early in absentee voting was over 12,000 people. We hit that with early voting the second round. So we'll see how many people show up on election day. But I think a lot of that's indicative of both of these are well-staffed, well-managed, well-funded campaigns. They're getting their people out. They're running ads. They're waving signs all over the place. And I think a lot of people are really excited to show up. The other interesting thing, yeah, is that several of the former mayoral candidates have endorsed Tim Kelly. I don't believe that any of them have endorsed Kim White. I could be mistaken on that. But for sure, the 3, 4, 5, and 6 in terms of finishers for the mayoral race have all endorsed Tim Kelly. So the nonpartisan nature of the race is something that both of them are touting. But when you look at their endorsements, it's safe to say, I think, that definitely more people who tend to lean Democratic are probably supporting Tim Kelly. People who tend to lean more conservative, again, some of the city council members and county commissioners have tended to support Kim White. And so, again, you can't necessarily parse this precisely with partisanship because, again, both of them are kind of touting their nonpartisan credentials and advocating for their sort of broad appeal to the electorate. But in terms of how these endorsements are looking, it's clear that a lot more Democrats and left-leaning moderates are tending to support Tim Kelly over Kim White. I think it's interesting that we've seen a lot of the African-American community come out and support Tim Kelly, starting with Russell Gilbert and Monty Brule as former candidates. They endorsed him pretty early. We saw Wade Hinton the other day come out and support him. Kim White has also gotten a couple of supporters from the African-American community. I mean, Warren Mackey and some other supporter early, but they ended up switching. I don't know exactly how that's going to play out. I mean, I don't want to paint anybody with a broad brush and that Tim Kelly is going to get all the African-American support in town. Certainly not. But I think it is indicative maybe of how things are going and who the African-American community in Chattanooga sees as maybe their preferred candidate.
And even though this runoff is nonpartisan, as the first round was, still, when you're down to two candidates, you do see a few sharp elbows thrown.
Yeah, certainly. at this point, I think all the candidates, especially these last two, have done 7,000 or 8,000 Zoom interviews and forums and things. But you could tell that some of the more recent ones, the ones coming down the stretch, were a little chippy. You know, they're trying to define themselves in terms of the nature of the race and how we talk about policy from a candidate's perspective. Everyone talks in these kind of broad strokes. If they want the best for Chattanooga, they want to unite Chattanooga, they want to create good things for everyone. And so distinguishing yourself sometimes can be a little bit hard when your messaging is sort of surround these general broad statements. And so you've definitely seen a little bit of chippiness, I think, in a couple of these interviews and campaign forums, just in terms of, you know, maybe perceived weaknesses of each other, their backgrounds, their upbringing, their business backgrounds, you know, things like that. So maybe not too sharp elbows considering our current state of politics, but certainly for a local race where everybody kind of knows each other, you definitely saw them take a couple shots at each other, I think.
And that's another thing, because it is a local race and everybody knows each other and has known each other for years and years and years. People know how to throw sharp elbows at one another, but there's an informal line to how far you can go, how chippy you want to be for a local race around here versus something we might see on a statewide or a national level.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the good thing about local races, right, is that there isn't as much partisanship. There isn't as much vitriol. There aren't as many things maybe that divide us here at the local level. So that has been one good feature of this race, is there really haven't been too many attack ads. There haven't been any terrible mailers out there or awful rumors about the candidates and things like that. So I think that's definitely a good feature of local races.
How does this compare with a few of the past mayoral cycles in Chattanooga that you have observed?
The hard thing is we're drawing from a small pool of comparable mayoral runoffs. The only one in recent history is in 2005, when now former Mayor Ron Littlefield ran off against Ann Coulter. And the interesting thing was that actually in the runoff, turnout was actually higher than the general election that year. So I'll be interested to see how turnout plays out this year compared to 2005. When you look at some of the council races and the mayoral race, the person who ended up leading actually doesn't usually fare that well. The person who led in March doesn't always go on to win. So there may be a couple of upsets, but if I were a betting person, and I'm not, at least in terms of politics, I would say that the people who had a lead in March most likely to probably maintain that lead. But at the same time, you figure if they didn't get 50% of the vote, there are a lot of people who voted for somebody else. Will those people be motivated to show up? Maybe. It certainly helps drive turnout that there's a mayor runoff compared to just these council races. But in terms of the council races, I think I mentioned this last time we talked, is that the most recent couple runoffs we've had in the council races, the person leading in March actually lost in most of those races. So when it comes to the district races, we'll have to see how those play out. And certainly everybody will be watching the mayoral race.
And recap for us the runoffs with the council races.
The runoffs this year will have District 2 and District 5. So obviously those are both open seats. So we sort of expected a runoff in at least one of the two or three. Rakita Dolly ended up winning outright in District 7. So that was the only other open seat. But Dennis Clark and Isaiah Hester going head to head in District 5. And then Jenny Hill and Thomas Lee in District 2. Jenny Hill got closer to 50% in her race. She was pretty close with the final turnout numbers. I think she got about 45% in her race. But Dennis Clark and Isaiah Hester were definitely a lot closer. They both finished in the 30s. That could be definitely one to watch when we're looking at the district races.
And without giving a prediction, when it comes to tomorrow night, what's the typical timeline for when we learn about the results as they come in?
The good thing is, compared to maybe the presidential race, is hopefully we should know fairly quickly. So polls will close at 8 o'clock. Usually we'll know probably within, say, 2 hours of the close of the polls. So certainly, hopefully, before everybody goes to bed that night, we'll know. Obviously, again, if any of these are super close, they'll definitely make sure and dot the I's and cross the T's, and we won't have the official results. But the other thing to consider is that the next mayor and council members are sworn in next Monday. So it's a pretty quick turnaround. Hopefully there are no challenges or nothing that comes down to one or two votes that they'll have to go back and recount these things. But we should know pretty quickly, especially with the mayoral candidates and their teams. Both have been preparing for the transition. Both have these plans to hit the ground running on day one. I'm sure Mayor Burke's staff and others have been helping them and more than willing to help sort of hand off the baton. So Chad Dugans definitely shouldn't worry about this transition. I think both of them, at least the mayoral candidates, are definitely well-qualified and well-staffed people, and they have a good team surrounding both of them. So hopefully we'll know soon, and then they can start focusing on the next steps for Chattanooga.
Not as quick of a transition as when they changed prime ministers in the UK, but pretty quick.
Right.
All right. Chris Acuff, thanks so much.
Thank you.